This is CliffCentral.com.
Now, I believe that you are the man to talk to when it comes to particularly sort of the tech trade arrangements between South Africa and the UK and the
more
investment in those.
Tech investing, right. And less on behalf of government, but more on behalf of the private sector. So we are a private sector commercial venture capital fund focused on sub-Saharan Africa.
Now, why focus on sub-Saharan Africa? I mean, if I were an alien and I asked you that, what would your reasons be?
It's probably the largest untapped market globally. You know, we're talking about a billion people that are now connected to mobile. They weren't 10 years ago or 5 years ago, but 70% of them now have a mobile handset in their hands.
Right.
So you can reach them, you can sell to them, you can serve them. The gaps are gigantic and just is a very big opportunity to us.
So, Ido, when it comes to what South Africa's need is, or Africa's need is in terms of this tech stuff, is there as much of an innovative flair in South Africa and in Africa that you want to take to other places? I mean, do you see opportunities here for businesses that could be startups that could go international?
So to me, the focus or the, you know, where the opportunity lies is more in serving the African needs and problems and challenges first, because these have proximity. There's a much deeper understanding. It doesn't necessarily require deep technology, but it requires a lot of innovation on the business model side of things. I think that then it can be deployed in equivalent developing markets. I don't see a gigantic advantage yet in jumping to the US or UK from a tech point of view, but I think the opportunity here is so big that there is no need to do so.
And there's probably something unique in the fact that a lot of technology here is developed as a result of need rather than luxury, than want.
Yes, and I think if you look at the penetration of mobile, which lies at 70-80% in most African countries, and the penetration of any other utility-like service, from electricity to education to health, which is between 5-30% on a good day, this unserved gap between the people who have phones but have no access to these services, this is these are the people to attract with these new services.
Is it easy to invest here, and is it easy for South Africans to invest in the UK? Is it becoming easier?
Unfortunately, not yet. It's very hard to convince the world to bring money in here. There is still a conception that this is very risky, very backwards, and this is not where you go to make money. This is where you go to give money for aid. I think we all need to change this narrative and to show that there is a real commercial business opportunity here to bring the actual business commercial money into the continent.
Well, Ido Sum, thank you very much for speaking to us, and enjoy the rest of your evening. I hope you'll have some time to sample our lovely wine and to try some of the things that both Britain and South Africa are doing together, and hopefully find places that you can direct that investment money.
I sure hope so, and many thanks for hosting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
for talking to us.
This is CliffCentral.com.